My credo for a long time has been, in change, there is great power. I did not come into this world liking change. I'm a Virgo. I really like schedule. I like routine. I like to feel in control. But I realized that that was the biggest illusion of all, because we're constantly changing. We only get to decide in which way we're going to change and grow. Is it to go forward or backwards? So in change, there is great power. I was speaking to somebody last night, and she was saying to me, I just wish things would go back to the way they were. I just want my life back. And I think that a lot of us find ourselves saying this. I mean, how many of you are just wishing we could go back to our normal schedule or our routine, our favorite workout class, that sense of feeling like we can do what we want when we want it, right? In essence, feel free instead of feeling like we're really limited. But I realized that in my friend that I was speaking to, what she really wanted was to feel like she was in control again, because feeling out of control isn't great. The solution is to feel in control, is to look around you and see what it is right now you can control in your life and control the heck out of that. So I think this has been, for me, a great opportunity to reassess certain things in my life and to do them a little bit differently. It's a great time to create new habits, healthy habits, to learn a new language, to take dance classes online, to do all the things you never have had the time to do. It's really a time for self-care and reinvention. But let's talk about change for a second, because if you're resisting this change that kind of feels forced, then you're not going to look for solutions for a way out of it. So we talk about change a lot. I talk about change a lot. I call myself a change junkie. And, you know, all of us like the idea of change, but we don't like the discomfort of change, because in truth, it is uncomfortable. You know, and usually change is forced upon us like it is today. I mean, if you look back at your first experiences, maybe your parents got divorced when you were little and you were forced to live in two homes, and it was a change that seemed sudden and undesired. Or suddenly somebody feels, you know, they get sick, right? There's things that are forced upon us that change the way we live and we don't like it. But if we understand that change is inevitable and we embrace it, then we can look for solutions. We can look for the silver lining. We can look for purpose and meaning in anything. So I think we need to change our relationship that we have with change. I've created a change manifesto, and I want to read it to you. The first is, like I said, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's happening. And you can determine your relationship with change. You can either love it or you can hate it. Completely your choice. Two, the more thoroughly you know who you are, what you love, what you hate, what excites you, what drives you, the closer you are to achieving what you want. So really take this time to unpack this idea. Find out what you love doing and what you don't. I'm sure there were so many aspects of your life before this pandemic that you didn't enjoy, that you didn't want to do, but you felt like you had to. You felt like you couldn't slow things down to actually stop and do something else or even think about doing something else. Well, now you have that opportunity. Three, be spiritually hungry. Yearn for something deeper, richer, more meaningful, lasting. Now, however great your life may be right now, it can always be better for all of us. Four, continue to always celebrate who you are. Live a life of joy, and success will follow. Because the truth is, a successful life is a life of comfortable discomfort. It means pushing ourselves a little bit beyond that place of just being comfortable. I often liken this to a workout, right? If you're like me, you know, you work out hard, you push yourself even harder. And why do we do this? Because we want to achieve a goal. Maybe we want to feel healthy. We want to feel strong. We want to feel like we're in our best shape. So we understand that, and therefore we're willing to put a lot of energy into that change, into that process. It's the same thing with anything in life. A successful life is one of comfortable discomfort. Five, change requires action, immediate and urgent. So as soon as you identify something that you want to change in your life, go and do it, create it. Immediate, right away. Don't think about it and write it down as something you're going to do in a few days or when you have time. You have time right now. Identify what it is you want to change and then do immediate action. Immediate, whatever it is, one first step. And remember that choosing change over comfort takes courage, resilience, and self-care. So I know for me, I actually don't want things to go back to the way that they were. Sure, some things, my favorite workout class, I'd like to do it live again with my friends instead of online, or just to be able to be spontaneous in any given moment. I miss that aspect of freedom, but I also, there's things that I don't miss. I think that I was putting tremendous pressure on myself for deadlines and achieving goals and chasing the next thing. And in reality, I don't ever want to go back to that space of being unkind to myself. What I do want to keep is this newfound appreciation, gratitude that I found, being able to enjoy the sun on my back, or just looking out into nature, or spending quality time with my family, or really stopping and listening to my children when they're speaking and pausing everything else, drowning out all outside distractions. I've started to make things that are really important the priority. So some things, yes, I do miss, but there's so many valuable gifts and understandings I've learned. I don't ever want to take that for granted again.